This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. Hi, this is Terry Tote, WSMI Program and Sports Director. Tally Broadcasting is celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI FM 106. And it's time now for a special interview featuring former WSMI staff members and others associated with the broadcasting industry. As we celebrate 60 years of WSMI serving Mid-Illinois, we are very pleased to be joined in studio by Mr. Joe Lebedo, who worked here at WSMI back in the 50s. And Joe, thanks for joining us. And exactly when did you start here at WSMI AM 1540?
I believe it was June or July of 1953.
And in what position did you serve here at the radio station?
I was the announcer salesman.
Did announcing in the afternoons?
Right. I might add, they hired me over the telephone. This is an interesting story. I sent over 200 letters to radio stations for my first job, and I only got 6 replies. And anyway, I wait for some more mail to come in. I get a phone call from Litchfield, and they hired me over the telephone.
I'll be darned. I did not know that.
That's unusual. Back in the 50s.
That's unusual any time.
Well, anyway, they hired me and I took them up on it.
Joe, I understand that prior to getting into WSMI, you had some experience as a musician, and so you were kind of a people person to begin with.
Yes. Because you get, as a musician, when you're at these dances, you got a lot of people walking up to you, talking to you, so you can't help but get into a conversation with them. And you find that very interesting. And that getting into the radio business broadened it, where I met business people as well as politicians. I've met governors, mayors, the vice president. It was very interesting.
So you were a disc jockey in the afternoon, actually spinning records.
Right. The show with no talent. That was me.
Is that how you used to bill yourself?
That was me. I did a show in college called The Show With No Talent.
You were a DJ in the afternoon. What did you do during the morning hours, Joe?
In sales. I covered mostly Hillsboro and the Comas. I moved over there when they gave me that territory. Clark Whitman was the sales manager. He worked the Litchfield area. So anyway, I was anywhere from, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning till about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed the business so much. I worked 7 days a week here at WSMI. I just loved it.
Who were some of the co-workers that you can remember from that era?
Well, I remember Bob Miller worked as a part-time engineer. We had Evelyn Smith worked in the office. She did women's shows. Don Yeager was the newsman. Russ Pence. Let's not forget Russ Pence.
My buddy Russell. Did you do Russ's show with him?
I used to barge in once in a while when he was on the air. I try to get him to yuck it up a little. We had a lot of fun together.
In your tenure here at the radio station, you have a couple of stories that maybe you could share with us. Back in those years, there wasn't any air conditioning in the radio station, so you kept the doors and the windows open.
We didn't have air conditioning. We had a back door that was open to the studio. And in the summertime, once in a while, you'd have livestock coming in.
What kind of livestock are we talking about?
Well, I'm talking about cows. I believe I'm a city boy. I think it was a cow. If I had a milk commercial, I would have put them on the air.
Joe, you also had the opportunity to do a program from the White Cottage Cafe in Raymond.
White
Tell
Cottage,
me about
one,
that.
One of my favorites. I said live, I'm talking to people. We did a show on Sunday afternoon called Luncheon with Lebedo, and I just went table to table. I might add, give that people from the area, what I might add is I did the same thing with WGN, the station in Geneseo, and the restaurant right off Interstate 80 where you got people from across the country. And this being a live show, I got into some embarrassing situations asking questions like, you know, who was your wife? And the guy would nod his head that it wasn't his wife. Things like that.
Discretion was the better part of valor that day, yes.
Right. The thing I liked about White Cottage is it went over very well. The people accepted it, and I enjoyed it. I believe we did about an hour. I still have a signed luncheon with Libedo White Cottage Cafe. It's in my kitchen.
Joe, once you left WSMI?
Yeah, from there I went to Salem, and I was program director down there, and I did sales. I did some air work. I believe it was 59 or 60. From there I went to Decatur. I was a salesman there. Worked with Clark Whitman, who was a sales manager here. I worked there for a couple of years, WDZ. From Decatur, I went to Ann Arbor, Michigan, as sales manager. From Ann Arbor, we went to Maquoketa, KMAQ, as a manager up there. And we were there, two or three years, and the station was sold. So I'm without a job, and I start looking at pizza franchises. At the same time, I made rounds in the Quad Cities, Moline, Rock Island, Davenport, and the CBS station hired me as a salesman. So I worked there. That was interesting, too. Quad City Market is a very, very nice area. We're right on the Illinois-Iowa border. They got a lot of good things going for them. And I put, three or four years in. I decided to go look to buy a station. So a couple of friends of mine who were working in the Rockford area, we decided to buy the Geneseo radio station. And that's when we moved three times within 1 year with four children. That was quite a feat. Well, I want to thank my wife here for the big support I've had throughout the years.
Was that an AM-only station or an AM-FM combo?
AM. I put the FM on the air in 1977, I believe. Anyway, after about 5 years there, I bought out my two partners. So I had all the problems. So after 20 years, my boys didn't want the radio station. So we decided to sell out. From there, we signed up with that group, the International Executive Service Corp. That's a group that has managers and owners of businesses go out the world and help undeveloped countries. My wife and I went to Bulgaria, which was right off the Black Sea. And we consulted and advised two radio stations, one in Varna and the other one in Bagas. Population 200,000-300,000 people. Bulgaria, when we came, the communists left about 2 years earlier. And when I mean left, they left everything just the way it was. My first impression of Bulgaria was the city looked depressed. It didn't look like it was alive at all. I helped them with the programming and sales and whatever they needed. Everything was cash. You should see the salesmen come back. They paid, by the way, when they bought the advertising, they paid cash right then and there.
They paid up front.
Right. I did a talk show on the street at a winter time. I froze out there. And I'd have an interpreter with me. You know, the interview, and then the interpreter would tell the person what I asked or so forth.
Wow. Joe, before we wrap things up here, if I could, would you give me a comment or two about working for Hayward Talley?
I might say that I was very lucky to be working for Hayward. He was a very easy guy to work for. He left me to my own vices. I
You used to do a lot of ad-libbing and various characters on the air, I believe.
The reason why I say that, today they tell me that the program is scheduled, the music is scheduled. So the DJ has nothing to say about the scheduling. And my day was up to me, sink or swim. And fortunately, I had a music background. And I knew my music.
What were your favorite songs? A couple of your favorite songs.
Well, I have to go back to the Big Band era. I miss making a fortune. I remember the Elvis Presley record on the yellow label, Sun Label.
Sun Label, absolutely.
I used to spin that thing. Heywood, I would have stole that thing if I knew. It was a fortune in it. That thing is worth a fortune. I used to spin it. I never paid attention to it. Anyway.
You had a lot of fun on the air, put it that way.
I did. Yeah. I did. Like I said, Heywood left it up to me to do whatever I thought was. And the fortune I do my music. The big band. I got to see all the big bands back before I went into service. So I was familiar with that. And I can't. The people around here treated me great. As you know, I met my wife from Litchfield. And I've been very fortunate.
And I am very happy that I've had this chance to talk to you today.
I appreciate you inviting me.
You're part of this WSMI legacy. I want to thank you and your lovely wife for stopping by and talking with us today.
Oh, thanks.
Joe Lebedo here on WSMI. All of our special interviews, which are broadcast on WSMI, are available as podcasts on our website, which is WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them or download them for free. WSMI AM 1540, celebrating 60 years, and WSMI FM 106.1, celebrating 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.